you are tempted by two kinds of trials. One trial was the trial of Nefesh Kol Hayim, of the snake trying to bite him. And the other trial was of Melech Sheol Bishlach. Now, it appears at first blush that the trial of Nefesh Kol Hayim is the more difficult trial. But Melech Sheol Bishlach, what kind of a trial is it? But the history of the Jewish people has proven otherwise. Throughout the ages, when there was Nefesh Kol Hayim, when the Masa Tzlav tried to convert the Jews, so the Jews passed that trial, that test, with flying colors. But once the Enlightenment period began, and they were granted rights, citizens, so then they became assimilated. So Yaakov Avinu knew very well he didn't have to be Mizaris himself. So sometimes it's necessary to build yourself with courage in order to be able to pass the trials in life. But he knew very well that the test of Nefesh Kol Hayim, he can pass without difficulty. He knew that when he was escaping from the wrath of his brother Esau, so in the dream, what did he dream of? Of Yeshua Musa Barzo, Yereshim Adi Hashemayim. So he didn't have to miss himself. But Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure. He was sure that the Rebbeinu Shon will be kind after him. And he will get Lachem Lachem, but that will be Yishem Yishafti Yishon Yishavi. But he wasn't sure that even then, when the Melech will be Sheol Bishleimei, so he'll still be able to pass the test and be loyal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's why Yaakov Avinu says, "In Yiel Kim Modi Nal Im is Mishamish the Avel Shemish." One of the meanings of Im is even when, not if, but even when the Rebbeinu Shalom fulfills after to me. And it will be Melech Sheol Bishleimei, so even then the whole Ad Hashem Yilereki. So that is the two korbanos that Yaakov Avinu, was makriv, and that's the reason why Yaakov Avinu and Lavan used two tangible tokens as symbolic of their covenant. Vayatzev Yaakov Vatzevu. Bamokim asher dibar iteim atzeves oven vayasech olam hanesech vayitzik olam hashem. That's further. Vayim olavon hagal hazeh ei beini yedincho hayei al king gosh megalit. Vayim olavon miyakol hinei hagala hinei hagal hazeh bine hamatzeva asher yomisi beini yedincho. Eid agal hazeh ve'id ha'matzeva Yimonu le'ever elecho es agal hazeh Vimato misaber elai es agal hazeh Ves ha'matzeva aziz ro. So in respect to the gal, so he says Yimonu le'ever elecho es agal hazeh, he included himself also that he will comply with the covenant, that not to cross the gal. And Vimato Isaber Elias Agalaze, and he expected Yaakov Avinu also not to cross the Gal. But as far as Matzeva is concerned, so he says, Vimato Isaber Elias Agalaze, there's a Matzeva Aziz Lero. Why didn't he say, Inomuli Ever Elias Agalaze, there's a Matzeva Aziz Lero? That he didn't say, that he didn't want to say. Why? It's like on the covenants that are made between the Muslim, especially the Muslim nations, so they expect the Jewish people to respect the Gal and the Matzeva. What is the Gal? The Gal consists of many apparently. What kind of a barrier is it? It's a physical barrier. But the Matzeva is one stone, It's not a big thing to cross over a stone. He just picks up. He picks up his foot and he crosses over it. Egal, you have to jump. You have to climb. So, there are two kinds of barriers. The Muslim, they respect only a physical barrier. In other words, if they can't do it unless they have to bring sacrifices, they have to jump, they have to climb, so then they respect it. But a voluntary barrier, they don't respect. They only expect the Jewish people to respect the voluntary barrier, all the resolutions adopted by the United Nations, by the Security Council. So, this is what Lavan said. He was the first Palestinian. So he said, you have to respect not only the vow, but you have to respect the Matzil also, all the decisions by the Security Council of the United Nations. But we will just respect the Galazim. If it will involve a great hardship, so we won't do it. And we will wait for the moment when we'll be able to do it. This is what Saddam Hussein is doing right now. He's waiting, he's making the covenant with the United States, and he's waiting until he rebuild his nuclear weapons and his army and his navy and his air force and will be able to attack the whole Middle East again. So this is why the Rambam says that one has to be marich the drash of Aramei Higavi, because this is really the pivot around which the whole conflict between the Jewish people and the Mishael revolves. I think we'll leave it here. Okay.